Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. You know, this month marks 3 years since the start of the pandemic. Those were some scary days back in 2020. A lot of businesses faced the possibility of closing. A lot of those stayed open thanks to private equity investors. The American Investment Council is putting together its annual ranking of top states and congressional districts by private equity investment. Joining us right now, Vice President of Research at the AIC, Jamal Hagler. Jamal, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's great to be with you today.
I appreciate you joining us. Let's talk a bit about private equity, what it is, and how it differs from other investments.
So private equity, it's really a partnership where private equity investors partner with businesses, providing capital and expertise to help them grow, identify new suppliers, identify new areas to distribute their products, and potentially grow their business. So it's really just a partnership between businesses and investors to benefit a whole host of stakeholders. And I'd say the private equity differs from other investments because most investments, you just invest your money and wait to receive dividends or capital gains. In private equity, you really roll your sleeves up to try to help the business. It's really a partnership between the investor and the business to help the business grow.
A partnership, not necessarily a takeover, because I think a lot of times people hear private equity investors, they think, oh, the business is being taken over by somebody else.
You know, I think there's different types of investments. Sometimes the business is sold completely. Other times they're growth investments. So it really depends on the situation in the business.
Let's talk about here in Michigan. There have been a number of private equity investments here in Michigan. What are some examples of major private equity-backed companies here?
So Shinola Detroit is an example of a PE-backed company in Detroit, Michigan. Sherwood Food Distributors is another example of a PE-backed company in Detroit. And broadly, last year alone, $19 billion were invested in 191 companies in Michigan alone. So that's a lot of capital and a lot of businesses that received not only capital but the expertise to help them grow. And I think one thing we should always remember is that a lot of these businesses are on the smaller side. You know, over 62% of the businesses that received investment last year throughout the country were small businesses.
Well, and this is often how they grow, right?
Absolutely, yes. Private equity capital and expertise is essential to help a lot of these businesses grow.
I mentioned you're putting together the annual ranking of top states and congressional districts by private equity investment. Let's talk a little bit about some of the findings of that report. What stands out to you?
I think first and foremost, private equity invests in every state and every congressional district throughout the company. And as I mentioned, or throughout the country, I'm sorry. And as I mentioned before, so many of these businesses are smaller businesses. I think 46% of the investments were in businesses with 100 employees or less. So I think it's important to remember that these are businesses that could use the capital to grow and they see broad benefits, whether that's expanding where they're able to sell their products to or finding new suppliers that can help them to expand their profits.
You would certainly like help from elected leaders to facilitate private equity investments. What are some of the things that that our elected leaders can do to help?
I think stability is the most important. I think making sure that the rules of the road do not change is one of the most essential parts of having businesses be able to invest. I think stability is by far the most important. And so elected leaders need to make sure that there's a stable environment for investment.
It's getting harder and harder to find these days, isn't it? There's a lot of volatility.
Pardon, what'd you say?
Yeah, there's a lot of volatility in government.
Well, you know, as stability is an important thing for private equity investment, and you know, I think there's that's just essential.
There have certainly been a lot of opportunities in these last 3 years, haven't there, for private equity investors to help otherwise struggling businesses?
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the important pieces of private equity investment is it helps provide stability. There's research that shows that private equity-backed businesses were more resilient through COVID, and that is partly because of the support of the private equity investor, whether it's capital, adding in new relationships, or helping firms navigate challenging times. That's one of the important aspects of having a private equity partner.
Talk with Jamal Hagler, the Vice President of Research at the American Investment Council. Jamal, where can we go to get more information about what we've been talking about here this morning?
You can find the report at investmentcouncil.org.
We will check it out. Jamal, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
You bet. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Jamal Hagler, the Vice President of Research at the AIC, the American Investment Council. Certainly a lot of opportunities out there, and stability is what those investments provide. Stability is what they seek in government.